For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safty with My Telehealth. The coronavirus forced our healthcare system to change on the fly. For many providers, that meant a swift transition to things like live video to see patients. It's called telehealth, and providers like MUSC's Brenner Rickett say this pandemic will change how we think about healthcare.
I think we're going to stop saying, why do we have to do this via telehealth, now to why don't we just do this via telehealth?
When the pandemic hit, doctors like Jamie Steen at Prisma Health needed a way to reach out to patients.
We immediately started to see, just like pretty much everybody across the country, that this would be a way to reach into people's homes when they could not come out of their home, or we wouldn't want them to come out of their home.
So they started using telehealth quickly.
We set up telehealth for our whole entire system really within 2 to 3 days.
Especially in rural areas where access to healthcare is already limited, telehealth became essential. Nurse practitioner Jerry Andrews is the telehealth lead at CARE South Carolina in Hartsville.
So when schools were closed, you know, we immediately were pretty much shut down. So we took that week to say, hey, you know what? We still got to provide care to our patients, to patients in the office. So let's see what we can do with telehealth.
While primary care offices were adapting in real time, specialty care has been developing telehealth programs for years, thanks to people like MUSC's Perrette Sabatino.
Prior to the pandemic, what I did was I helped build infrastructures of care, specialty care, throughout the state of South Carolina through telehealth. And some of the examples of that is cardiology, hospitalist care, palliative care, psych, neuro, and stroke.
Dr. Katie King is the Associate Medical Director for MUSC's Center for Telehealth.
I think this gave us an advantage in the fight because we've been able to reconfigure and utilize those existing programs in order to best address the needs of our patients and our community.
Dr. Karen Lommel is a psychiatrist at Prisma Health in Greenville. She says the shift has been huge for mental health.
We have been able to launch telepsychiatry services from our 5 outpatient clinics to the patient's home. Both our providers and our patients have found this to be a great experience for them, and we've really been able to get to know some of our patients in their home environment.
Healthcare providers are starting to see just how drastic the change has been. Prisma Health analyst Katie Lawrence says the numbers at Prisma Health Upstate are staggering.
We went from having about 4 to 10 visits a day via telehealth, where we are now seeing about 2,000 patients a day with video visits and another 700 patients per day over the telephone.
The same goes for healthcare agencies across the state. The South Carolina Office of Rural Health surveyed rural health clinics at the start of the pandemic. 90% of clinics said they're using telehealth to treat patients. CARE South Carolina says they're now doing more than 40% of all appointments through telehealth, up from about 5% before the pandemic.
I think most of our patients actually like it. They've been able to do it now. They've been able to see how easy it is, how convenient it is. They don't have to leave their homes. I really feel like this, you know, when COVID ends, telehealth isn't going to go away. It's not ever going to go away.
For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safty with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report at southcarolinapublicradio.org.